This is Dr. Subhajit up at Aastik Clinical Group, Jacqueline Rodriguez. I have to discontinue because it looks like I got disconnected from the dictation, so I'm going to repeat her, redictate her EGD colonoscopy. And Jacqueline Rodriguez, date of birth is 12/49/63. Indicates she has epigastric nausea, vomiting, gastroparesis, postprandial fullness. She told me about complaining about this upper GI symptom at the time of my pre-op evaluation. So then she was scheduled for colonoscopy, for colon cancer screening. So I added her the endoscopy, but I have it, the insurance approved, the upper endoscopy for surgical centers. I also called Nicole at the office, and she said that her EGD was added on 31st of March, on 23rd, and she's okay to go ahead with the EGD at the time of the colonoscopy. Today she will give me a blood pressure, and colonoscopy hard force upon the front, instrument to look at the genius for the class efficiency. After the time, the patient's send a separate jar. Rectal pressure means as well, but overall, so far, multiple gastric polyps was noted. The large ones removed with the colbassy forceps. Dark picture is co-restrained by, otherwise, upper body, so far, cardiac osteo and mouth is co-restrained by injection, not medial. The resection for sure, the complication, patient will turn around, KY, jelly, gratitude, six, progressive, and sigma, and cold, the spine pressure, and cold, and paraflexion, there's a cecum, coming on after two flat polyps noted in the cecum. There was a hard force of consensus, no post obstructive bleeding. There was a polyp noted, flat polyp noted, a descending colon, but 70 centimeters from the anus, there was a hard force of consensus, no post obstructive bleeding. Rest of the colon was unremarkable. Adequate prep scope, rectal retroversion, terminal abrasive surface, which is a complication. Finally, the milk rush of the cells, number zero. Number two, multiple gastric polyps, large one, the book completely with a cold biopsy forceps. And sent in a separate jar. There was a prepyloric enteral nodule, which is removed completely with the cold polyp, biopsy forceps also. And the patient has enteral gastric biopsy with spike diagnosis. And there were four moderate duodenal biopsy with taking about six spoon of colonoscopy, cecal polyp times two, flat removal of the heart force forceps and post-partum bleeding. Number eight, descending colon polyp at 70 centimeters, which was about 5 millimeters. Flat polyp, root of heart force, no post-contractive bleeding. Patient has adequate prep and last grade 2 mental health recognition. I wait for the gastric polyp pathology, the material of the gastronodial biopsy in the interim. If that gastronodial biopsy comes out to be any atypical cells or neoplastic cells, patient referred for upper endoscopic ulcer for the evaluation of the possible ESD. Number two, the stomach biopsy for helicobacterology, the third is a small biopsy, number four. I'm sorry, patient on protonic 40 milligram per day, and I wait for the colon polyp pathology can be done if you ask it in 5 years. Advised to cover a quarter. There's two soft them and 35% preparation, each other's flare for polymer juice. Since I've been asked for colonoscopy, I'm not worried. These are down pain recognition of CT, enterogram of CT after the pelvis or intraluminal, small bowel disease or extraluminal hepatobiliary pancreas disease. Or an extraluminal abdominal pelvic inflammatory versus neoplastic process contributed to abdominal pain. Follow into your condition. Please tell the card of your primary care provider, Dr. Marta Aragon Lopez, and come to Dr. Farham Sari. Their procedure was April 6th on 23rd. Patient's option.